Right now it is Gordo's Corner, brought to us by CrestCars.com and Simple Sleep Services.
All right. Steve has sent us a very, very funny list here. He says that his hypothesis is, if you were the subject of a Dallas Morning News article containing any of the following words or short phrases, your wheels are off.
Okay.
Okay? So, a wheels off story, it would contain any of these. According to witnesses.
Yes.
Police K-9 unit. 2:45 a.m.
Always.
Erratically. If that appears anywhere in there.
He was driving erratically.
Yes. Weaving in and out of. Brandishing. Neighbors described him as. Waiting on toxicology report.
Always.
Always a red flag in a story. Police helicopter. Unearthed. Last place of known employment. Police negotiator. Tasers were not effective. The chase ended when... at this time, police can only speculate. Okay, is this one really fair? 1991 Chevy Impala. Shirtless.
Yes.
Under the age of 17.
Yes.
Police took several items from the home, including a personal computer. Hospital won't comment on his condition. Requested a court-appointed attorney. That's always a sign your wheels are off.
Right.
Police from several jurisdictions. Ask the Texas Rangers to join the investigation, not the baseball team.
Right.
Always a bad sign. And then, of course, transported to Lou Sterrett.
Yes.
Always a bad sign. Funny list, Stephen.
And, you know, I think the word that always indicates that something has gone wrong, found.
Yes.
If you are ever found...
Mm-hmm. Or anything is ever found.
Or anything is ever found.
Police searched woods and found something.
Right.
Yeah. Always bad news. And then we get this story out of the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Last week they upheld a conviction against a man who served a 7-day jail sentence for willfully damaging and creating a hazard and nuisance at a federal courthouse in Portland. Now, the damage and hazard and nuisance that he created was the fact that he had a horrible, horrible movement of his bowels while he was at the courthouse.
In his pants?
It started there, yes. But Ronald Strong is the guy's name. He was 50 at the time of the incident. He says that he has a heart condition that required medication that may have affected his bowel control. And so he gets to the courthouse on business on an unrelated civil case. And as he was being screened by security, he tells the guard that he has to use the bathroom. And he informs the guard that he was, at that moment, defecating in his pants saloon.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
So the guard escorts him to the restroom with Strong. This is a quote from the 57-page court document. With Strong intermittently trailing feces on the floor.
Mm.
And he goes into the restroom, and he does such damage in the bathroom. He says that once he was in there, he took his clothes off because his incident was going to be so tremendous in nature. He took his clothes off.
Man.
But
sounds like they'd been better off if a cow had gotten loose in the courthouse.
That's what it sounds like. But it was so bad in the Chamber of Horrors that he then had to start using pieces of his clothing for cleanup.
Wow.
And
I
so
just made a duty in my pants.
He's trying to wipe down the mess that he had made in this restroom, and he couldn't do it. He basically has to leave his grunders in there.
Brown, not white.
And then I don't know whether he left his pants in there and somehow gets out of there or what, but when a maintenance worker entered the restroom later,
"Hey, Doo-Doo, how you doing?"
He says, that, quote, 75% of the floor was covered in species.
What human being has ever had an explosion like this?
The maintenance worker also says that it was, quote, smeared more than 2 feet up on the walls.
What? My God.
It was on the paper towel dispenser, the toilet paper dispenser, the toilet seat, the stall.
No one else should have to clean that but him.
No human has ever exploded like that.
Well, he says it was a total accident, and he feels horrible about it, but he didn't do it intentionally.
Norm Hitzkiss.
They found, I think they also found his socks had been used.
God.
Just sitting there laying in the...
What did he eat that caused
this?
Well,
he says it was his heart medication.
Uh-huh.
And he said he tried to clean up at the sink as best he could. But the law enforcement officer that tried to use the restroom 15 minutes later discovered the disaster. And unfortunately, he described it as... looked like bolognese everywhere.
Doo-doo cakes.
Oh, no, George.
Man, that's gross.
He had to spend 7 days in jail because he destroyed this public restroom so badly.
Wow.
Now, the...
what are you in for?
The court...
Well, that's a funny story.
Man, I did a lot of bad S. That's what the guy should say. They also noted that in the court case, the decision against him, that he had a potential motive for this. Because he had twice lost a Social Security case in that courthouse that he did this in. But still, if you're trying to get back at the court, would you want to go through the hell of taking something that would give you evil body?
See, that's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound accidental. It sounds like he had something wrong, obviously, but then he decided to...
75% of the floor?
...splatter it everywhere to get back at that courthouse.
Oh, worse than Dumb and Dumber.
I'm going to get sick.
It happens, man.
You going to get sick?
Mm-hmm. That's really gross.
You've seen what Norm does to the bathroom at our place.
That's why we have to go to Five.
Five's
a great facility.
Talking about there? What's Five like?
The fifth floor.
You know what?
It's palatial.
A lot of options.
Anytime.
A lot of options? What does that mean?
Just a big bathroom.
Here's a theory relating to your first story. Anytime any of you guys go to Five, something is wrong.
Well, from what I'm hearing, Sean says that's where all the major work goes on. It's on Five. That's where all the heavy lifting happens.
That's the best altitude to go to for a bombing run.
Ask Bill Geiger.
We have one toilet for this
floor. What does that mean, Jer? You said ask Bill Geiger. Who is Bill Geiger?
He's an engineer. He goes up there a lot.
Right, what does he say he's doing when he goes up there?
Enough of throwing Bill under the bus.
He always says he's making a contribution to the Obama campaign.
Yeah, he says he's making a contribution to the Obama re-election campaign. What does that even mean?
All right, that's the corner, 9:34 on the ticket. David Moore joins us next. We'll talk about the return of Orlando Scandrick.
Poop.